各位听众，现在播送流行美语。李华在房门上发现了一张纸条，可是字体写得很潦草，看不清写的是什么，也不知道是谁写的。今天李华会学到两个常用语 Gibberish 和 Google。
哎 Larry， 你能不能帮我看看这张字条上到底写些什么啊？
I can't read it either. It looks like gibberish to me. Are you sure someone didn't leave it as a joke?
为什么有人要跟我开玩笑留这张字条？你说这看起来像 gibberish， 那是什么语言啊？
Gibberish means language that doesn't make any sense.
Gibberish 就是写的乱七八糟，没人看得懂的意思。那不就是胡言乱语吗？为什么有人要写这张奇怪的字条，还放在我的门上呢？
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me.
我想啊，这字条应该很重要，不然这个人不会千里迢迢到我的楼里，在我门上留下这张字条。
Well, it wasn't important enough for them to write it in plain English. I wouldn't worry about it if I were you.
那倒也是哦，要是很重要，这个人就应该写清楚一点嘛。我只希望啊，这个留字条的人不要认为我没礼貌，不给他回复。
Hey, it's not your fault that the note was all gibberish. Besides, if it's really important, whoever it is will try to contact you again.
没错，如果真有什么重要的事，这个人啊，会再和我联系的。对了 ，Larry， 你知道我还在哪里见过这种写的乱七八糟的东西吗
？No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
一些美国人啊，喜欢在身上刺中文刺青，或穿着带有中文字的衣服。可是有时候这些中文根本就不对，看不清是什么字，所以啊，也算是 gibberish。
Yeah, I've seen people do that too. But the truth is, I saw the same thing in China. People would wear clothes with English writing on them that was pure gibberish.
这啊，真有意思。我想都是因为大家对外国语言似懂非懂吧。Hey, Larry, 又有人在我门上留条了。不过这一次啊，还有个公司商标在上面。你听说过一个叫 West 的公司吗？
No, I've never heard of it. But you can find out what sort of company it is by Googling it.
你要我做什么？ Google? 那是什么意思啊？
You know that there is an internet search engine called Google, right?
我当然知道啊，英特网的搜寻引擎 Google。中文叫 Google 网站，我经常用的啊。
Well, people use it so often that now it has become a verb, meaning to do an internet search using Google.
哦，因为大家经常用 Google 网来查询，所以现在啊， Google 已经成了一个动词，意思就是上网，用 Google 网去查资料或信息。你需要我上网去 Google 一下，查查这家公司啊？
That's my advice. It will only take a minute.Googling stuff is so convenient. I can't imagine what life was like before Google.
就是啊，要是从前啊，找一家公司，不知道要花多少时间翻电话本。现在只要上网，一下子就找到咯。
Sometimes when you Google something, you get a lot of unnecessary information, but you can look through it relatively quickly.
没错，我刚开始 Google 的时候啊，总觉得不到点上。现在我看啊，谁都得用 Google, 因为它实在是很方便。好，我现在就上网来看看这家 West 公司到底是做什么的。
Good luck. I hope you get an answer to the question of who has been leaving mysterious notes full of gibberish on your door.
哎 ，Larry， 要是啊我 Google 碰到问题，我还得请你帮忙哦。
Oh, Google is so easy. You won't have any problems.
今天李华学到了两个常用语，第一个是 gibberish， 就是写的乱七八糟、看不清的字。或者是胡言乱语，让人听不懂的话。另一个常用语是 Google， 就是指上网查某个信息或资料。今天的流行美语就播送到这里，谢谢大家收听，我们下次节目再见。